Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
It's time for Monday Baseball Talk here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios, and of course every Monday we talk with our great friend Bill Lasky, former Major League pitcher who now serves as an analyst for the Giants and also the Sacramento River Cats. Bill, it's a pleasure to get you back on as we get down to the twilight of the regular season. I know AAA baseball ended here in the state of Utah a couple of weeks back, a week or so ago actually, and I know you're winding down as well as far as your busy schedule.
Yeah, the River Cats, they won their first round of games against Las Vegas. Now they play for the PCL Championship against Round Rock, which is the Astros AAA team, best of five. So that's really interesting for River Cats. They haven't done that since 1981. So they're pretty excited in Sacramento. And they were down in that series 2-1, ended up rallying and winning the last two to take that best of five in Vegas. So that was fun for them. A lot of the players now, of course, have come up to the Giants big league team, and now more or less the Richmond Squirrels, the double-A team, fill that roster. But still, what it's good about is you're getting opportunities for some younger guys to get in that playoff mode. As we start talking about the big leagues, that's what's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Bill, let me ask you this. For someone that hangs around the AAA ranks as often as you do, so closely affiliated with the River Cats, do organizations care about minor league championships?
No, I don't believe so at all. And I tell you why, because September 1, the Giants called up four of the main players. Before September 1, they called four more up. So they really took eight players off this team. And, of course, the substitutions had to come to double-A ranks to fill them. But the same thing happened to Las Vegas. Las Vegas lost six guys. And in a way, I understand it. It's a business, and that's what they're trying to do, develop players to get to the big leagues and get them a good month of September. But the other side, I feel sorry for the Sacramento fans, the Las Vegas fans, that have been following these two teams all the way to championship mode. And then all of a sudden you're like, who are these guys? Because you don't remember or even know half of them. And it's a business. That's where the end game is. And they just have to push forward. And that's what the Giants are doing. And just like I said, it's a great learning experience for those guys from AA to get a little of the AAA flavor.
Again, we're being joined right now by Bill Lasky. Bill, let's move over. Let's talk Major League Baseball, and I want to begin in the National League, where things, for the most part, seem like they have settled, although the Atlanta Braves, and you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I thought there was a chance that the Braves could actually press the Dodgers. The Braves have won 9 out of their last 10. The Dodgers have been playing 500 baseball. Lo and behold, we get down under 20 games. The Braves are just 4 wins back of L.A.
I agree with you. I'll even go farther than that. 17-3 in their last 20, and they have been playing sensational baseball. I love what they're doing to Josh Donaldson to bring in rain with the umbrella. I think that's uniting that team. It gives the fans a little bit more fun to do in the stands with umbrellas. The Braves are playing outstanding baseball, and I tip my hat to Mark Melancon, who's really been their closer. He's been pitching really well since he came over from the Giants. And this team has beat the Dodgers. They've beaten some of the top teams in each division and are opening that with against Washington. And can't say nothing about Washington. The Nationals have been playing good baseball, too.
That's another team that beat the Dodgers a couple of times out as well in the Nationals. And I think you're absolutely right, playing great baseball. We know that two playoff spots will go to the National League East. I don't care what you can throw any scenario you want at. I don't think it matters, Bill, and I'm sure you would agree. The Braves and the Nationals are going to the playoffs, which really leaves one playoff spot up for grabs. And I can't believe that we are talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks being just a game back in the win column of the Chicago Cubs for that final playoff spot. This is a Diamondback team that I thought should have been sellers a long time ago. They move on from Greinke at the deadline. Greinke hasn't pitched overly yeah, overly well, I guess we could say, in Houston, but the Diamondbacks have played a lot better since they shipped him out.
They sure have, and they're exciting. They're exciting to watch, and they've been playing real good baseball. They got hot at the right time. They have the easiest schedule the month of September when you start looking at who they're playing and where they're going. They're playing the Mets for a real, I think, it's a 3 or 4 game series starting tonight. But after that, they play Miami. They play some really teams that aren't even in the mix. And when you start looking at their schedule compared to some of these other wild card contenders, all they have to do is play a little over 500. They should be able to make it. And wouldn't that be a surprise of all the wild card teams when we're looking at Philadelphia, the Mets, even the Cubs and the Giants at one time, and now Arizona's kind of slicing through all of them, and they're trying to get to the Cubs, and the Cubs haven't been playing that good of baseball.
No, they haven't been playing that great of baseball. When you talk about the schedule, the Cubs will have to play the Cardinals 7 times. The Diamondbacks have to play the Cardinals 4 times. Those are the only two. That's the only team remaining on either team's schedule that would be in the playoff scenario, that would be in the playoff chase. And so really, when you look at it, the Cubs with 7 against the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks with 4 against the Cardinals. If the Diamondbacks can find a way to take 3 of 4 from the Cardinals, I think they have a great chance of knocking Chicago out.
I agree. I watched the Giants play the Cardinals this past week in 4 games, and that starting staff with Flaherty, he is just dynamic. Wainwright threw the ball real well. They do have a couple really good young starters, and you start looking at the Cardinals, they're scoring runs. Carpenter's coming back. He's healthy. But they are the top of the iceberg right now. I don't think you're going to catch the Cardinals. And I think the Cardinals will win that division. And then what comes next? It's going to go down to that last week, I really believe. Washington's playing enough to get in the wild card, but that last piece of the wild card is going to be who's hot in the last 10 days of that season.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. And again, the Cardinals are going to be the massive X factor as they have, I believe, 11 games, if I'm not mistaken, against either the Diamondbacks or the Cubs, and that really could determine who grabs that final wild card spot in the National League. Although the Brewers did help their cause, Bill, by taking 3 of 4 from the Cubs.
They did, and they're only 2 back. I mean, we can't count anybody out right now unless you got an E by your name, which means eliminated. But I just think that they're going to be kicking each other because they're playing each other so much. And that's what makes Arizona a possibility to kind of slide in there. The Giants went down and saw the Dodgers this past weekend, took 2 out of 3 from them, and just a fantastic game Saturday where they beat them 1-0, and it was all AAA pitchers that pitched that game. So it's interesting. The Dodgers, you know, they're cooled off. There's no doubt about it. Their big question mark is Kenley Jansen. They really feel that he is not up to par, that he isn't pitching that great, and you're going to see some different people in that bullpen come playoff time.
Yeah, let me ask you this about the Dodgers, and I always feel like this is probably the risk in jumping out to a 20-game lead in the division. Have they cooled off, or are they playing complacent and resting? I mean, which way do you take that?
I think both ways. I really do. I don't think it's one or the other. With that big of a lead, they were playing the Dodgers. They were mixing matching. They took Kershaw out for 4 innings. He was pitching okay. I just think complacent at some part. But again, I don't think that flavor of let's get this done, let's clinch this thing is sound in every Dodger right now. I think they're going to start playing a little bit. Better teams coming up here. They got a couple. They're going to Baltimore starting tomorrow, so they should be able to start kicking in here the last couple weeks to win the division and then start setting up that rotation the way they want it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Bill Lasky, former major league pitcher who spent his time with the San Francisco Giants and now works as an analyst for the Giants and also the Sacramento Rivercats. Bill, let's move over to the American League, and we'll talk about the Boston Red Sox. Biggest surprise of the season, I don't think there's any doubt. The Red Sox will not be going to the postseason. And they also have fired their president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski. They did that yesterday, 1 year after they win the World Series. Does that surprise you at all?
It did at first, and then I read a couple articles this morning, and he wanted an extension. He said, I want to be here for more than a couple years, and I think that was what led them to say, you know what, we're not going the right direction with him, even though we won the World Series last year. There wasn't that many moves at the All-Star break and after for the trade deadline. There really wasn't any urgency. And that team, talk about playing complacent. I really think they did the whole first half. And then now they're in that anxious mood. Are we going to make a run here? I'm with you. I don't think they're even going to come close to that wild card position. Tampa Bay's solid. Oakland A's are solid. Those are your two top teams. Surprised, yes. I thought the Red Sox would play a lot better this year.
Now, as far as Dombrowski goes, I'll tell you one of the things that's a little disheartening. I felt like he has embraced the World Series or bust type mentality in Boston. I mean, when you take a look at the fact he went out and he grabbed Cora, he made trades for Chris Sale and Craig Kimbrell, he went out and he signed J.D. Martinez, he grabbed David Price. Bill, he really went all in for a World Series championship, and he got one. I mean, he took the job in 2015. Some organizations don't win a World Series ever. He won one in 4 years by embracing the type of attitude that they want to portray in Boston. I kind of feel like he got a raw deal.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I just think he did exactly what they wanted him to do last year. But again, it's what are you doing for me now? And, you know, the Red Sox fans are disappointed. They're 17 games out. The Yankees kind of came in there and beat them up pretty good over the past weekend. I just think that urgency, like I said, has left the Red Sox. And Cora just hasn't been instilled that we need to start winning. And Red Sox fans, they're used to that contender. They're used to being playoff baseball. And this year, they're not going to be that way. And when you look at all the Boston papers today, the Patriots were on the front page and the Red Sox were on the back page. So you can see how it's changed fan base right now.
And we'll stick with the AL, and we can end with this particular topic, Bill. Over the weekend, if you weren't paying attention, the Oakland A's have taken over that final wild card spot in the American League. They now have a better record than the Cleveland Indians. The Indians, at one point in time, we thought they were going to run down the Twins in the Central, but for whatever reason, that has not come to fruition. As it sits right now, the Oakland A's would be in the playoffs. The Indians would be on the outside looking in. And guess what? The Tampa Bay Rays, who have now won 9 out of 10 and 5 straight, still hold a spot in the American League.
Yeah, I think Houston. Well, Oakland A's are in Houston starting tonight. That should be a pretty good series. Oh, Houston's just so loaded. Garrett Cole has just been so good. Just carved up the Mariners, and you got Verlander who threw a no hitter this past week. Wade Miley is throwing a ball well. Greinke's kind of like the fourth man of that rotation right now. We'll see where that ends. But I just think their offense is just one after another. They could rest guys, and the next guy coming in is so strong. I think the Astros and the Yankees will probably be in that finals in the American League to see who's going to go to the World Series. I think those are probably your two top teams.
Bill Lasky, again, former major league pitcher, spent his time with the Giants, now an analyst for the sport of baseball. Bill, before I let you go, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Yeah, at Lasky19 on Twitter, just finishing up some radio. We have the Braves at the 21st and then the Dodgers the 28th. A couple radio shows left and just finishing out the year there. And Giants are using a lot of young players right now, so anxious to see how these guys are going to do the month of September and finishing out the baseball season like you and I do every Monday. And seeing how these divisions come to fashion as the season progresses. We only got about 20 games left, a little less than that. And a lot of the divisions are pretty much set. And the wild card is really up to grab. So we'll see how this next week comes and to see if there's any teams that fall out of the race, as well as to see what team's going to get hot.
It's definitely going to be fun down the stretch. Bill Lasky, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you so much for taking out the time, and I look forward to doing it again next Monday.
Excellent. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
We'll break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return tonight here on KOAL. The Raiders will take on the Broncos. Live coverage of that game will begin at 7:45. But we'll talk week one, a few surprises from yesterday when we return right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.